I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
I'm Mark Fry, and this is the 830 on the Go for Friday, June 5th, 2026. A former president of the Minnesota Senate says he's leaving the Republican Party. Federal officials say immigration agents are now getting better instruction, and there are a number of big celebrations happening in the Twin Cities this weekend. Our top story, Minnesota roads, bridges, and public infrastructure projects are getting a $1.2 billion boost thanks to a big bonding bill signed by Governor Tim Walz Friday afternoon.
Of the 50 states in this country, we rank somewhere around 15th or 16th or so in area land size, about 20th in population, yet we have the fourth highest amount of roads and bridges of any state. That puts us into a rarefied category with California, Texas, Illinois, and then Minnesota.
MnDOT Commissioner Nancy Daubenberger says in this climate, road maintenance is always at the top of the list. She says just since 2019, crews have patched more than 86,000 tons of potholes.
Which is about a little over 17,000 elephants worth of pothole filling.
Minnesota ranks fourth in the country for the number of roadways and bridges, with 5% of the state's workforce in the construction industry. Meanwhile, Walz says the process of returning an ICE agent arrested in Texas in connection with the shooting of a Venezuelan man in North Minneapolis this winter is underway. He says he made a formal request to Governor Greg Abbott earlier this week to have Christian Castro sent back to the Twin Cities to face assault charges in Hennepin County District Court.
We do this all the time. It doesn't get in the news. This one's a little more high profile. Our expectation is they will follow through. There'd be no reason not to.
A former president of the Minnesota Senate says he's leaving the Republican Party after being a delegate for the GOP for more than 20 years. Dave Osmek made the decision after last weekend's state convention that included controversy over the endorsement of a candidate for governor. In fact, Osmek tells WCCO's Adam and Jordana that endorsement conventions should not take place.
It's time for it to go. It's a relic. And I think by the way, Democrats have the same problem. The system is now being corrupted by small pockets of individuals with very loud voices and threatening behaviors.
Osmek says he is still a Republican and will help out candidates that he wants to support. Federal officials say immigration agents are now getting better instruction.
Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen announced that ICE will increase the training for new officers starting July 1st, bringing it back up to what he calls regular standards. It comes as activists have called for better training and higher recruitment standards in the wake of Renee Good and Alex Preddy's killings during Operation Metro Surge this winter. Under former Director Kristi Noem, the training requirement down from 72 to 42 days as she sped up the process to help with President Trump's massive deportation plans. Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
St. Paul police have arrested a 26-year-old man they believe is responsible for a deadly shooting that happened back on April 30th in downtown St. Paul. Michael Garland is charged with second-degree murder and the death of 27-year-old Adarius Glees of St. Paul. Glees called police to report he'd been shot in the 200 block of 7th Street East. He later died at Regents Hospital. That death marked the city's fourth homicide of the year. A staple since 1973, Grand Ole Day returns to St. Paul on Sunday.
With 250,000 people expected to attend this one-day event, it begs the question, why is Grand Ole Day so grand? Co-chair Elizabeth Emerson George.
I do really think it's just that sense of community. There's a little bit of something for everyone along the avenue, whether it's music, whether it's kids' bouncy houses, or of course the ever-popular wiener dog races. There just to be something for everyone and a chance to explore all that St. Paul has to offer.
Take note, there will be something new this year.
One thing that I think will bring even more joy this year, right here near Red Balloon, we will have Neighborly Notes. This is a new addition to Grand Ole Day where neighbors can stop, write a love note to another neighbor, and something that will be giving back to the community all year long.
And who doesn't like receiving a love letter? Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Top union leaders and members from across the country are gathering in Minneapolis over the next few days for the 30th annual AFL-CIO Constitutional Convention.
The national gathering is held every 4 years. And Minnesota AFL-CIO President Bernie Burnham says the timing of this one couldn't be better. She says while there's no shortage of anti-union and anti-immigrant sentiment in the country, Operation Metro Surge helped show the value of solidarity.
You know, we just feel like labor needs to lead in this movement, and what a great way and great place to have a convention with the things that have happened in Minnesota.
Most of the delegates are staying in downtown Minneapolis hotels, kicking off what city leaders say will be a busy summer downtown thanks to a robust convention season. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
And the Armory tonight in Minneapolis hosts the Prince Celebration of Life 10th Year Anniversary Concert that features members of the New Power Generation and the Revolution. Morris Hayes was a member of NPG and talked to Tom Hauser on the WCCO Morning News.
It's so awesome that I get to play with some of my heroes, with some of the members of the Revolution, Bobby Z and Lisa Coleman. I know they're phenomenal. They've done a lot of things, and you know, to join them on stage is going to be really special and really cool.
The Prince Celebration continues all weekend and wraps up on Sunday. Thank you for tuning in. You can find the On the Go and all of our other podcasts at WCCORadio.com and on the Odyssey app. I'm Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.